It is time for a Bay Spotlight on Saturday morning, where we talk to great businesses here in Geelong, this time around from Gateway Support Services on Thompson Road. It's Simon. Hello, Simon.
Good morning, Millie. How are you?
I'm very well indeed. Now, let's get to know Gateway Support Services a little bit better. They're known as a high-quality organisation. What does this mean?
Well, I suppose when we think about quality at Gateways, we boil it down to some rather fundamental elements.
Yep.
So for us, it's about providing the right supports delivered by the right people,
yep,
at the right time,
yeah,
and for the right reasons and the right purpose.
Yeah. So you're very intentional about the things that you do. And you've been there a few years now?
I've been with Gateways about 12 months now and loving every minute of
it. I can tell by the look on the grin, I will call it, on your face. Now, Simon, how is Gateways using data to enhance and inform sort of your service delivery for your clients? How are you using data these days to make things better for people?
Well, I suppose it's really important to understand that, you know, I think everyone in this world today is a little bit sceptical,
yeah,
a little bit scared about sharing data.
Yeah.
So we make sure that we're only collecting what we absolutely need.
Yeah.
And we're also making sure that people are comfortable with what we collect.
Yeah.
And then in terms of using data, I suppose it's starting to move our mindset from what does it tell us retrospectively,
mm,
to being able to sit and ponder about what is the data telling us in a predictive sense.
Yeah, right.
And that's really about what people are telling us, what are they communicating,
yep,
what are we providing, and what do people need from us, and working with them to sort of validate and understand what is the information we hold actually telling us.
Yeah. So what I'm getting from you with that is that you don't take data you don't need. You're very private about it. But then you look at it all collectively and go, how can we help this person have a better life with the data that we've got? Am I in the ballpark a little bit?
Absolutely. And look, excellent, we're investing really heavily at the moment,
yeah,
around, you know, reviewing our systems and our data gathering processes and,
yeah,
data governance particularly.
Yeah.
And as I said, we're all really aware that we share a lot of very private information, and certainly as,
yep,
someone we support, we ask a lot of questions. The more we know, the better.
Absolutely.
But if someone's not comfortable with that, that's okay as well.
Yeah.
And we can spend that time to get to know someone and make them feel comfortable.
I think that's really clever in this day and age, Simon, because there's so many things that go on and people are, as you said, more and more wary of sharing their information. Mm. We're talking to Simon from Gateways Support Services. So, Simon, what's next for Gateways? It's not only sort of upholding but promoting people's human rights. Where are you guys going this year? What are you thinking?
Well, we've got a really fabulous committee that's sponsored by our board.
Yeah.
And that's our Human Rights and Practice Governance Committee. So
yeah, right,
we'll be spending quite a bit of time around looking at organisational resilience, how we engage with people,
yeah,
and how do we actually ensure that the services we're providing are of a high quality. And I think that's a word that's used really widely, really,
yeah,
broadly.
Yeah.
But for us, it's really about validating what we're doing every day,
yeah,
about appreciating that every moment and every opportunity that we engage with people we support,
yeah,
is really valuable, and understanding exactly what it is that someone's wanting from us.
Yeah.
You know, ultimately it's, you know, I think we need to understand that quality is not just being compliant.
Yeah.
It's not just about systems. It's not about processes. It's,
yeah,
not having that rubber stamp or the ticks of approval.
Yeah.
Granted, that's important.
Yep.
However, it's really about ensuring that what we're measuring our quality on,
yeah,
is what people experience with us as an organisation.
Lovely to hear. Well, Simon is from Gateways Support Services. Just in a nutshell, what sort of services do you offer people?
So we provide a range of support services, whether they're accommodation supports,
yep,
whether they're individual supports for people to engage in recreation and leisure activities,
yep,
whether they're group-based supports.
Yep.
We also have our plan management, who support people to utilise their NDIS plans the,
yeah,
best that they possibly can. And,
yep,
we also have a really talented team of behaviour support practitioners,
yep,
who support people to engage really positively. And on top of that, we also have our support coordination team, who help people navigate the really complex service systems.
Yeah, yeah. I've loved talking to you. Simon is from Gateways Support Services. You can go to gateways.com.au for more information. What a wonderful year ahead for you and the team. It's lovely to meet you. Have a great weekend and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Millie.